Hello, it's the 24th of February. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Councillor Charles Royden, Bedford's Deputy Mayor, has voiced his opposition to lifting the town centre cycling ban. His suggestion to keep the ban in place has infuriated many Bedford residents who participated in the democratic process only to have their voices ignored. Results of a council consultation open for public feedback show that 54% of respondents want to restore responsible cycling through the town centre. 43% are in favour of the ban. The Deputy Mayor, with the support of local businesses and Beds Police, will be making a strong recommendation at the next council meeting on the 2nd of March to maintain the ban on cycling in the town centre's pedestrianised areas. Pizzeria Santianello's 70-year-old owner Gerald Santianello plans to walk 120 miles in the Camino de Santiago walk across Spain. He hopes to support his friend Eddie Adams, who has been given a terminal brain tumour diagnosis, by raising funds for brain tumour research. Franco Aniquirants, owner of the iconic hotel in Luton, has submitted a proposal to demolish the Stewart Street landmark. Erected in its place would be an 18-storey high-rise consisting of 102 flats and 6 retail spaces. Many Luton residents oppose the plan due to the hotel's unique curved architecture and its historical significance within the town centre. The Development Management Committee within the Bedford Borough Council are due to consider the application soon. Comedian Milton Jones will be bringing his unique one-liner comedy stylings to the Bedford Corn Exchange. The comedy tour, entitled Milton Impossible, will land in Bedford on the 25th of May. That's all from me. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.